Christian leadership. Cooperation. He cooperates with those who cooperate with him. The Lord sets men in positions of responsibility to carry out not their own will, but God's will. He gives wisdom to those who seek him and depend upon him as their counselor. So long as men represent the pure principles of his government, he will continue to bless and maintain them as his instrumentalities to carry out his purposes concerning his people. He cooperates with those who cooperate with him. The obstinate man. Obstinacy is a barrier to all improvement. An obstinate man will not be readily convinced of anything which his sight cannot take in. He does not know what it means to walk by faith. He adheres to his own plans and opinions, be they right or wrong, because he has already adopted this line of thought. He may have abundant reason to see that he is wrong. His brethren may raise their voices against his opinions and his methods for making a success of the work, but he cherishes an almost immovable bar against conviction. Such a man should not be placed on boards or committees. He is constitutionally unfitted to make important decisions. He is determined not to be convinced. He will not yield to men of experience, and therefore he will be a hindrance instead of a help. He will suggest sentiments that are unsanctioned by the experience or judgment of men who are fully as intelligent and as wise as he is. He will make assertions as though he had all the aftersight and will uphold his ideas as all-sufficient. Self has for so long been the ruling element that the unfortunate man considers it a virtue to, as he thinks, have a mind of his own. If his way is not followed, he will raise objections on every occasion, in small matters and in large. He will hold to his words, whether they are true or entirely false. This practice, often repeated, grows into confirmed habit and becomes character. The backpullers. There are always a few who think, when their brethren are pulling forward, that it is their duty to pull back. They object to everything that is proposed and make war on every plan that they have not themselves originated. Here is an opportunity for persons to develop inordinate self-confidence. They have never learned in the school of Christ the precious and all-important lesson of becoming meek and lowly. There is nothing harder for those who possess a strong will than to give up their own way and submit to the judgment of others. Cooperation and unity. Essential. Let not one man feel that his gift alone is sufficient for the work of God, that he alone can carry through a series of meetings and give perfection to the work. His methods may be good, and yet varied gifts are essential. One man's mind is not to mold and fashion the work according to his special ideas. In order for the work to be built up strong and symmetrical, there is need of varied gifts and different agencies, all under the Lord's direction. He will instruct the workers according to their several ability. Cooperation and unity are essential to a harmonious whole, each laborer doing his God-given work, filling his appropriate position, and supplying the deficiency of another. One worker left to labor alone is in danger of thinking that his talent is sufficient to make a complete whole. 104.